It's season 2, episode 4, Power of Struggle for Total Bellas. Will we be seeing who the power of attorney Nikki Bella will choose? Find out next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There you go.
We're on that party bus that they were on, right?
It's the light.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for season 2, episode 4 for Total Bellas After Show. I am Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with only on Instagram because I deleted my Twitter, just like Xavier Woods said. To my left, do we have TK with us? TK, pull yourself over.
Wait, did Xavier delete his Twitter? I was on his Twitter yesterday.
No, didn't he say, like, and delete your Twitter?
Oh, I was like, wait, what? Anyways, my name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. And I've also been posting some stuff with the hurricanes and earthquakes as far as donating money, giving supplies, all that good stuff. And you can also go to oneamericanappeal.org if you want to help out. Just a little FYI.
And we have Shauna as our special guest for this episode. Pull yourself over, girl.
Thank you so much. I'm your host, DeShauna O. You can catch me on all social media at DeShauna O. And I just didn't delete my Twitter. I'm still with the tweet party. It's like this music is too good. They do it on Twitter, too.
Yeah, a lot of social media. You just got to die down. Mm-hmm. So we are in this fourth episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's going way too fast.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen this... these scenes multiple times when they're in the ring. But we do see Nikki and John at the villa. Nikki comes out. I mean, this man comes out with 2 different wines. And she was like, oh, I didn't order that wine. I ordered a different wine. Mm-hmm. And then John kind of like makes fun of her in a way, saying like, you kind of made it seem like, no, I wanted that one, not that one. Right. Like, it was, I don't know if it was, like you say, shade, but...
It was definitely shade.
It was shade. Come on, John. You know your woman.
Yeah.
Well, because John's particular. John, I'm sure he asked for, and I'm sure he doesn't, well, I hope he doesn't drink it, but I'm sure if he asked for Diet Coke and they didn't let him know that they only serve Pepsi and they brought Pepsi, there might be, an issue. I think he might have just had, it was just funny on how she said it. Because right. Everybody has their preferences, but you know, he's just ribbing her a little bit. So
Right. It's a guy versus girl thing. He had to touch her a little bit. He had to poke at her a little bit because mm-hmm. he's her man.
Yeah. So I just think that was a funny scene that they swooped us into on, speaking of wine, their wine is actually out. Bella DaVinci. I believe that's how you say it. If you haven't bought it, buy it. If you like wine, have you guys tried it?
No.
I haven't had it, but I will be having it tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Fancy. I know that it was sold out like the first week. Like the red wine was sold out the first week it came out.
It's kind of funny because you have a bottle?
I have the hookup with, I know people who have a bottle. Gotcha. So I'm going to go over there and visit with you a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how I think it was last season or either in Total Divas that they went to the winery and it seemed like it was just too much hassle. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden they have it out. So like, kudos to them. I love how they're making the transition. You can see they're making the transition out of
reality TV.
Well, the wrestling, yeah.
Girls bosses.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic like that you said that because they did that with the wine and as well as Nikki doing Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And she's currently doing it, so congratulations to her. Yep. She's doing amazing. Congrats.
21 out of 30, 6th place.
Yeah, and her outfits are killing it, so go Nikki.
That body's banging.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So we are at SmackDown in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, backstage with Nikki and Brian. They're both going over the script, what's going to happen with their upcoming WrestleMania opponents with Miz and Maryse. Nikki Bella is very excited that she's able to work with Brian and her stepbrother as well as her boyfriend. And then just Brian just laughs at her like he always does because he's just a great man.
Mm-hmm.
We see Ms. Maryse for Ms. TV. I thought for a second this was a moment she was going to slap him. I mean, call her the B word, but that was last week. A lot of stuff happening. So Brian comes out, makes an official, and Nikki says Ms. her and Maryse have an actual personal issue. Mm-hmm. It's not just for TV. It's real life.
It's a vendetta.
So what do you guys think about that?
Well, they talked about it in Total Divas, I think last season or the season before that, that they had some issues prior to even before the reality show came up. Her and her sister had some issues with Maurice. They said something about each other and all this other stuff. So I guess it's easy to play off of that if they don't really... You know, you're not, I'm sure she doesn't want her dead or anything crazy like that, but she's not a big fan. So it's easier to, you know, kind of act upon that because you're going off of those raw emotions. So it makes sense. Yeah. And it's a nice dynamic between the two of them because, you know, Ms. and Maurice are kind of, you know, douchey. And then John and Nikki doesn't really seem as douchey in that format. So it's a good, play.
Right. And then bragging rights, of course, for our dear Nikki. Mm-hmm. We want her to win and be like, okay, now who's going to beat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to beat who?
Mm-hmm. Well, with this situation, I'm actually on Ms. and Maurice's side because I know the real tea.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, please. We're so thirsty.
Well, so there was a former host that used to do AfterBuzz back in when AfterBuzz was actually started in 2012. And Maurice and another former wrestler brought up Total Divas, excuse me, to offices. She mentioned this on the show here at AfterBuzz, so go check it out if you want to watch it. Mentioned that this was their idea and everything, and unfortunately, they denied it. All of a sudden, Total Divas came out giving the same pitch idea that they came up with. Mm-hmm. So it was stolen, but... Not words from
Wait, who did you say? It was the person who used to work here and then who else?
I'll tell you at the end.
Oh. So they pitched the idea of Total Divas to...
Yeah, they kind of like Total Divas. They wanted to go to like a production studio and say, hey, we want to show the world our lives as a WWE diva at the time. To see backstage how Total Divas is now. And then, unfortunately, it turned out to be the Bellas... Mm-hmm. Trinity.
So they got terminated, and then the idea all of a sudden comes about, and it's these two girls as the top runners, and those and are their frenemies or enemies.
Women. Yeah, so there's a lot of heat, more heat behind to what we're shown on TV.
Right.
So,
but it could also be, you know, even though you pitch a show or an idea, the person can see the vision, but they might not see you in the vision. Mm-hmm. So they might be upset, but you have to look at the bigger picture as far as who's going to draw numbers. Like, they might have given them the show, and that might have lasted one season.
Yeah.
Now we have the show going on once it's third or fourth season. Yeah. Now they did a spinoff with Total Bellas. So, I mean, you can't... You have to look at the back office and things.
Right.
So,
money talks in this business.
And at the time when those women were around, it was very... Very different. It's not how it is now. It was just very, not like Attitude Era, but more like slowly going to the PG era, but still raw.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was different.
Yeah, and it's the way how the show is portrayed too. It hits a lot of audiences that don't necessarily watch wrestling. So
Well, now, honey, there's no PG around here. It's show it all. Did you see Nikki in that jacuzzi?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet, but the boobies are out.
Oh, my gosh, they've been out.
But I do find this funny at this segment where Nikki and John are backstage and they're talking. And literally 20 feet away, you see Ms. and Maurice's bleached, beautiful blonde hair in the back. So I'm like, oh, my God, they just did a scene together and they're like 20 feet away.
Right.
So it's great.
Professional, it's business.
Yeah. So moving on to the next scene, we have Lauren and JJ. They've been going through a hard time, therapy, and they meet with Mama Bella and stepdad John Laurinaitis at a luncheon, and then they end up talking about their sex life,
which was
very uncomfortable.
Awkward. I mean,
uncomfortable.
I mean, what do you want, Mama? Not to get any love? Like, shoot.
Just keep it on the DL, Mom.
Oh my goodness.
But would you want your
Well, my parents were married for 30 years. They recently got divorced. Me like 3 years ago or something like that. She's dating somebody new. For me to assume that she's do I want to think about it? No. But for me to assume that she's not would be just stupid. Like. Completely stupid.
Like, they assume. I feel like they didn't assume that they're not having it, but they just didn't want to be. They don't make it.
My mom's very conservative, so the fact that for like, as far as she's concerned, I'm not doing it either. So it's just kind of like that's not how our family rolls. But like for me to assume not, that's just not you know. At the end of the day, I think what society tends to do is they take off they put the human factor at the bottom and they put all the other layers of everything else on top. It's like, oh, they're human, but they're this, they're this. They can't do this. They put all these standards when at the end of the day, this is what humans do. They, you know.
Mate.
Yes.
They mate. They mate. Funny. Right. So I do agree with that. But at the end of the day, mom and dad, if you're listening, keep it low.
And then Mama Bella's hot, though, still. Both of them are really, like, hot people for older folks. Right. Yeah. Like, you know, somebody who's, is she in her, what, mid-40s?
In her 50s.
In her 50s? Like, not a lot of women look like that. Looks amazing for her age. So, and, you know, she... Why not? Shoot.
And they say you get your libido, like you get your after womanly, you're 40. After
40. Yeah, you get your what? They say women tend to, after they're 40,
their sex drive is higher.
Is it because of menopause or something?
Well, I don't know. It depends on when a woman hits menopause.
Some women maybe because they don't want to have any babies and they realize, I can't have babies anymore. Well, honey, let's go. Or
yeah, that's why sometimes they have the whole cougar thing, because the men at that age tend to slow down and women go up. So that's when they would date younger men, because younger men tend to have a higher libido.
I was wondering why all those tenderonis keep calling my name. Just kidding.
Oh, it's total crazy here at Total Bella After Show. So now we have Bri and Brian, we're getting a little bit serious now, talk about what's going to happen to them if they pass on, which we hope that doesn't happen. And then what's going to happen with Birdie? Like, they have a will coming out. What's going to happen? So overall, we have them at a lunch, sitting down, all the family sitting down. And turns out that John obviously doesn't want kids. And he said, no, I'm not going to take care of a child. That's pretty much what he's saying.
That was so harsh to hear.
Well, I think the thing with John, it just be like, you kind of throw it out while you're eating dinner. And he seems like the type of person that, you know, you come to him, you hash it out, you give the pros and cons, you give all the scenarios and situations. Because I think at the end of the day, if JJ were divorced, like, hopefully that doesn't happen, or they're not in a good situation, and the next best of kin is her sister and John, I honestly think John would, like, he's a man of, like, with a big heart. But just to throw him out like that, like, hey, by the way, you have 2 minutes to decide. Right. He's looking around the table. Everybody's healthy. He's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. You have, you know, four other people that are, like, that can do it. So I can kind of see he doesn't seem like, you can't just throw something at him. Yeah. He's not that person.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, he doesn't really make those emotional decisions in that sort of thing. He thinks things through. So,
yeah.
You could see where it's kind of hurtful, but it's just kind of like, that's just who he is. Like, can't be too surprised about that.
I got the vibe like he didn't want to say, like, he would rather say no than yes. That way they could do some more searching maybe around and try to find some other people who really he thinks would be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if it does happen, like, I agree with you. If it does happen, he would step up to the plate.
Oh,
he would be the man he's supposed to be, the father he's supposed to be. And Nikki would be ecstatic. But besides the fact that her sister was passed away, you know, RIP, like...
They're having kids anyway, so I don't know why
they're going to get married. They're going to have kids.
Yeah. I don't know why he's fighting it, but whatever. I'd be so surprised if he manages to come unscathed without having a kid.
No way.
Not when he's going to give in.
Yeah, and then we find out that Bri and Brian decide that Lauren and JJ would totally, you know, take over Birdie. That's who they choose at... And so is JJ and Lauren. They choose that Bri and Brian, if anything happens to them, Vivian will go straight to them. And I think that's great, because obviously that is a tight family. And
mutual agreement.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that they've always discussed.
Right. And one thing that Nikki said, like, we'll get to that point, because I'm jumping over and I don't want to.
Okay.
But, okay, so we see John and Nikki leaving the place again. Mint cookies from Girl Scout cookies, and then they have this
thin mints though.
Thin mints. Is this gonna make me thin? I love that line. I love it. I just love it.
No, they won't. We'll still eat them anyway.
That's what he freeze said, them though. They're so good when after you freeze them. You put them in the freezer for like 10 to 15 minutes. So delightful.
Tips from TK.
Just saying.
So we see them in the car, and they have this really deep conversation about who's John's attorney. Authority.
This is where things got serious for me.
And I felt this really came, like, we finally seeing the deeper side of Mr. Cena. because we do see deeper sides of him, but still we get to see another side of him where it's like, now we're talking about real
life
ish, right. You know?
Real life.
And he just says, you're not going to be the person that's going to choose if I am going to die or not. And she gets really pissed. Hopefully I can say that on the show.
No, well, again, I feel like initially you would, but when you step back, Nikki's an emotional person. And if you love somebody to that extent, you're going to want them to stay. And say hypothetically, he wants somebody to pull the plug. Mm. And she has the power of attorney to make him continue to live. You know, he probably picked somebody who has more of his sensibility. Okay. It's like, okay, I want the plug. And I'm assuming that's what he would want. Like, I don't think anybody who has been an athlete for so long would want to remain alive sitting on a bed as a vegetable. Right. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
So he probably picked the person who, you know, still is emotional, still cares about him, mm-hmm. but has more of a, you know, can separate the two. Like, I think if, you know, when Nikki and John get married, years pass, you know, the love is going to grow provided nothing crazy happens.
Right.
You know, now you've been with somebody 10, 15, 20 years, and it's like, oh, by the way, this person that you really love, now you have to say goodbye and never see them again. Like, mm-hmm. that's a hard decision, and she doesn't seem like the person that, you know, can handle it sensibly at that particular mm-hmm. time. So I understand where he's coming from, but his delivery sometimes is just kind of like, deal with it.
Right.
But on the flip side, I think that's how he is, though. I know a lot of people are like, especially like men who like are militant or are on the athletic side of things. I know guys like that. It's like, all right, you either get used to it or get used to it. They've been together for 5 years. So,
yeah. Wow, I understand that. But what I will say, I wrote this down because I'm emotional as well. And I was emotional during this because even if you don't tell someone exactly that they are the one who's going to be doing it or that exactly your plans, can you at least let them know the person who's going to be doing this for you? Because it could be your other wife. It could be your other girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It could be a family member I don't really know. Or who do I reach out to if this does happen? It could leave you with so many questions, which is why I ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is this okay? Do you accept this? If you were in a relationship right now with someone as hot or hotter than John Cena, I know that's hard, ladies. Would you accept him not telling you?
Finn Balor.
Would you accept them not telling you who the power attorney is, even if you're not the power of attorney? And would you then, in turn, try to make them your power of attorney?
Yeah, let us know in the comments below. Please. That's actually a good question to ask the fans.
Joseph on the live chat says, John's people don't want Nikki on paper at all. She tried to co-owner one of his mansions, and he broke loose. So
whoa.
All right.
That's drama.
All right. I don't know anything about that.
That's according to Joseph, and he's on the live chat often and also in the comments. I feel like he mentioned that he started the will and the power of attorney since 24. He was 24.
Yeah.
And he probably has a really, you know, good system in place. I do feel like he should tell her. Yes. However, I'm sure there's a very valid reason. Like, he doesn't seem like an unsensible person to an extent, meaning that he knows what he wants. And it's like, you either get with the program or you don't. So I think he has a valid reason. Slightly, yeah. But I think he has a valid reasons of why he wouldn't tell her. Like, I don't think it's his ex-wife. I highly doubt that.
No.
Okay. But it's probably somebody from his family. And, you know,
probably one of his brothers.
Right. So
he has like five.
Okay, so why not just say one of my brothers, but I'm not going to tell you which one?
Well, because, did you not just see how she reacted in the car? So now you're going to give him five other options? For her to, like, nitpick and, you know, it doesn't, I think eventually he would tell her, but, you know, I feel like with this series, you see bits and pieces of John. He controls a lot of the content that you see, not even in the editing, just how he acts.
Certainly has a wall up. Let's just say I noticed that wall, and he needs some therapy.
Oh.
Well, she even mentions, like, she wants him to be the power of attorney just in case something happens to her, and he said no. And she got even more mad, and it's like, I think what he's trying to say is, like, he's saying no because he feels she needs to pick somebody in her family to do that, have that decision. But also it's her choice.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that. I got the fact that it's what we don't see is that he loves, because they did take a break for a hot minute, right, and they got back together. And what we don't see is that he does love her tremendously. So I feel like he said no because he felt like on the emotional side of things, he might not make the right decision, meaning that he might pull the plug too early, or he might not pull the plug at all.
I would not be surprised.
So okay. I don't see him saying that he needs to pick his family. It was just more of a, you know, I don't, at this point in time, I don't see me being able to make the right choice for you. Like, if you want the plug, like, say she wants to stay alive for this whole time,
right,
and he's seeing that she's suffering, but this is what she wants,
yeah,
you know, and then you're going to feel like crap because it's like, you're suffering, you can't say anything, but I'm going to pull the plug anyway because you look, you know what I'm saying? That's a complicated.
No,
so I feel like he just felt like on an emotional standpoint, and he might have witnessed it over the course of time as far as seeing people suffer in that situation, yeah, where it's just like, I don't want to be that person in charge of it. Then again, we go 20 years down the line and everybody's old, then he probably will change his mind.
Yeah, so, and you have that right to change your mind,
right,
when it comes to situations. I've been in that situation currently, kind of, with family, of being the power of attorney over someone. And it's really hard because it also manages that if somebody... Example, if a mother passes away and you have children, it's actually the oldest daughter or son that's in charge of the decisions of what happens and everything.
Wow.
With the power of attorney of what happens if when the mother or father passes away or mm-hmm. anything. It happens. I think that's like I don't know if it's a United States thing or a California thing.
As far as power attorney?
Uh-huh.
It's first the parents, and then it's your next sibling, oldest sibling, and then it keeps going down, yeah, and then it's like the oldest sibling's, like, oldest son or something crazy like that.
Let me tell you guys, I used to be an ombudsman, which is like an advocate for the senior citizens. I used to work in a nursing home,
uh-huh,
and sometimes the children were like bringing their parents things to sign that were not really the thing that they said they were signing, but it was like signing away their life, signing mm-hmm. away their power of attorney, their house.
Oh,
and
no.
So to me, with the power of attorney, there should always be two,
mm-hmm,
so that someone's going to make a level-headed decision together.
Right.
There's not going to be two people making really bad decisions.
That's that what we have in my family, two people. Mm-hmm. But moving on to who's going to be in charge of Nikki Bella's life. We have Mama Bella and stepdad, Mr. Dad Bella. I guess we can call him that now, can we?
Yeah, I think we can do
it. I guess.
I like him.
He's awesome. Earned the dad title.
He's great. So we have Nikki Bree and her friends. They're actually chilling outside, enjoying some time, and they're like exchanging sexy photos. John's like, I just ordered this for you to Mama Bella.
Yeah.
And then like Mama Bella's like, no, you didn't. I did. I'm like, what is going
she
on?
She has a banging
there?
Body. Let her wear some thongs and call it a day.
It's crazy. And then, like, you see them on the party bus. I wonder, I'm surprised, like, they didn't show us where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
But they were parting it up. Nikki was on the pole.
Oh, yeah.
She was spinning and killing it. And that's actually a good workout, so I hear.
It is. I've been to a pole dancing class.
Oh, my gosh,
and
arms.
Oh, my God. Crazy. Soreness is mm-hmm. not the word.
Yeah. I feel like I'm jumping over everything, guys. I'm sorry. I kind of put everything together.
It was
together
so good.
One.
We just have to say all the parts we want to say when we want to
say
them.
All the good parts, right? So we see Bree doing her fraternal shoot.
So cute.
Oh, my gosh. And she said Brian would love this place.
Nature.
Oh, I love that place. I want to go visit that.
I felt the spirit.
Yeah, and it just felt so calming. Just the way that area was, the one with the water, the flat bouquet she had, and then JJ Lauren end up coming down to see her. Lauren looks banging.
I think it's
always
this TV.
I thought she looked so good.
It's
though.
The lighting. I'm telling you, it's the natural.
I think
lighting.
She always looks good. I just saw a little. She did a recap of this show, not this show, but Total Bellas, and she looks amazing in the screen grab.
Yeah.
She looks great either way.
Yeah, she looks great. I love them together. They're adorable. But
we need to work it out.
Yeah. So Brie ends up telling them, Brian and I decided that you will take over Birdie if anything happens to us. And JJ really felt, oh my God, like, she really believes I can take over her daughter. She believes that I'm actually a good father, and that really means a lot to me. So I think that's a beautiful sighting that they chose them.
Well, right. I think she thinks that Lauren's a really good mother. Yeah. JJ's cool. Like, he's good. But I think if JJ were by himself, that would not be the case.
And then, you know.
But it was a good touching moment between brother and sister, just for him to feel validated in that. And maybe it'll help them work on their relationship. I mean, maybe it's like, okay, you guys, like we need to get into this because we have a possibility of having another responsibility.
Yeah, they're cute together. So the next scene that we see is JJ takes Nikki to a funeral home in Arizona. Ironically, they're both wearing black. So, and then they go in and they're talking about, does she want to be cremated or buried? And ironically, the woman that they're talking to is also a twin. So what do you think? Would you guys want to be buried or...
I like the buried, but I like that pod thing. Like, we do have, well, we have two plots, both in the islands. But I like the concept of the pod as far as, like,
The pod
giving back to, like, your last will and testament is literally giving back to the earth.
Right.
So I love that concept. I'm actually going to, because I do have a will and power of attorney, all that good stuff.
Oh,
but
good.
I do like that concept, so I'm going to look into that. But, I mean, it's personal preference. On top of that, too, you have... You pay a ridiculous amount for these caskets, which is fine. If you pay it for yourself, it's way better on your family. Just a little FYI, don't like leave that burden on your family. Yeah. And you leave all the details behind, good. But then, you know, you literally decay. So people who have been in the ground for 100 years, they're literally dust now. So it's just, a, it's casket.
It's pretty much, you're pretty much cremated.
Right.
Yeah.
just a very long period
of, you know, ants and bugs digging through your brain and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, I personally... always said I want to be cremated, but I want to have like a ceremony where the ashes are spread out.
Just make sure it's not a windy day.
I know. You know what? I always had, like, I watched a lot of crazy shows, and they have this one show where the ashes flew over into somebody's hot dog and they took a bite.
Oh, I think I think I've seen something like that.
Okay, so no windy days for my cremation ceremony. But I do love the pod,
the pod idea where you
plant it and then it becomes a tree and you get back to life. Maybe they can just plant a pod with a little bit of my ashes in it, and then.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be ashes anyway, so.
Right.
That I like that too, and I think this totally reminds me of like Bree and O'Brien.
Yeah.
They would totally do that because
John needs to tell them about
They're nature freaks, and
How about you? You want to cremate or you want
to? See, I wanted to be cremated because I don't like the whole bury thing. I like my ashes to be in places I either visit and that I love, or places I wish I visit. And so I know that, oh my God, like my, I know your soul leaves your body, but still I think a part of me has been there. Has been a part of places I wish I was there, but I'm there. Makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense. That sounds like work for the people who you leave around to go get some traveling done and to do something with your life and spread my ashes.
Carry me to China.
Right. So the thing is like with ashes and stuff, my dog had passed away years ago, and it was a thing where you can actually get your ashes tattooed and everything. So I wanted to get my dog's ashes tattooed inside me, but someone thought it was so weird and I didn't do it. I wanted to do it.
That sounds strange. I have never heard of tattooing of the ashes, but I'm gonna look
into
it.
They'll do it. Well, somebody will do it.
I don't know who.
All right.
So, as they're at the funeral home, she mentions that the legal Mexicans in Arizona owns the remainings. I'm a little confused on that. So, if anybody in the chat knows anything about that or want to look it up,
the remainings let of us who? Know.
Well, what? She mentioned that in Arizona, the legal Mexicans own the remains, and it was just a little confusing. I don't know if she worded it wrong or like she didn't, her voice wasn't very loud enough for me to understand, but I thought it was a little strange at first.
Well, yeah.
We'll have to come back next week and let you know, or somebody in the live chat can pop up and say what exactly
she was talking about, because that can go in 100 different directions.
Yeah. And also, like I mentioned before, the woman is a twin. So Nikki was like, oh my God, I'm a twin. So
she felt a connection.
She kind of, I felt like she felt a connection to that. So it was a little cool. But after they're done with being in the funeral home.
But wait, is this where they talked about the one last massage?
Oh, yeah.
I cannot get over that, you guys. When I heard that, I was like, wait, wait a minute. I'm going to be laying there dead and someone is going to massage my body?
That's optional. It depends on how you want to look.
I want to look good, baby, but I don't want my... I don't know.
They're not going to massage you in a crazy way.
No, I want to look good, but I'm just saying the person who's doing it, they don't feel like, wow, I'm massaging a dead person right now.
No, because they do that for a living. The best jobs to have is actually to be at a mortuary because, like, own a separate cemetery because people always die.
Well, that's true. People are born and they die. Mm-hmm, Those are the two things we know for sure.
And you don't have to go to doctor school for 10 years. You can go and get that in, like, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, wow. Interesting. See, look at this lady. She knows all about it.
But what's funny is that Nikki was like, well, my makeup is not going to look so good. And then JJ's like, well, you can have Elaine do it. Oh my God, JJ.
He just volunteered for Elaine.
I know.
She doesn't want to work on a dead body. She wants to work on you when you're alive.
Right? Well, speaking of JJ pretty much being JJ, he's spilling the beans again. And by that saying, he tells Nikki, oh, Bree told me that we're going to have Birdie if something happens to them.
Big mouth JJ.
Yeah.
Is it? They talk all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, how are you supposed to is he supposed to wait until she said something? Like, they always spill the beans. So I'm just like, And it might have been a storyline they told him to tell her. Like, probably. I mean.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me. But at the same time, like, I think in real sibling relationships, when you have more than one, you have to have some type of a loyalty to each one where it's like, I'll let her bring it up or I'll let you tell her first and then I'll jump in and say, oh, yeah, we talked about that. When you go and say, oh, TK told me this or TK told me that, it sounds like gossip a little.
But it's just like when JJ went to Nikki and he was living there for a time period and he's like, well, don't tell the family. It's like, really? You're going to tell Nikki not to tell the family even though she talks to her mom on a regular basis. She talks to her sister. They're twins.
Right.
Like... They're just such a close knit family that it's just kind of like it's bound to happen,
right?
Yeah. And you know, then they're gonna fight about it and get over it. So you know, the love is there.
Bless JJ's heart. So on to the next segment, we have Bree. Nikki ends up telling Bree, "Hey, like, how come I'm not the power of attorney of Birdie?" She mentions, "Well, if John's open to it, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But as of right now, it's JJ and Lauren." So they pretty much conclude that situation, and we have pretty much Nikki going to the mom again, mm-hmm. and then stepdad. Mom said no, she wouldn't be the power of attorney. Nikki's being offended again. But I mean, it's like John said, it's her decision. Mm-hmm. And then we have JJ and Nikki in I want to say a hot tub.
Yeah,
the hot tub, jacuzzi, mm-hmm. And they pretty much talk about life and
told JJ.
Spilling the beans again.
John didn't say confidentiality, so yeah. John knew what he was doing.
And then I think Nikki would be pissed at JJ if he heard this information and didn't tell her. Like, this is serious. He changed his mind about what?
And John didn't have JJ sign anything.
Right.
So
John knew what he was doing.
So, yeah, JJ ends up telling Nikki, hey, I had a conversation with John. He's maybe considering of getting married. He's thinking about it. At first, I felt bad because I'm like, man, he's getting her hopes up.
Right.
And what if this really doesn't happen?
He did say it.
Yeah.
And he said, your sister changed my mind completely. That's not what a man who's not serious says. He is serious.
But he said it before.
Mm-hmm. So, I know, but you know, I like John, so hey.
Oh my. Something to look forward to. Another thing to look forward to is a new medical drama, which is coming on ABC on Monday nights this fall, called The Good Doctor. It's a story of a young man with autism named Sean Murphy who becomes a surgical resident at a prestigious hospital.
Ooh.
This young doctor exhibits genius level skills and is capable of seeing things in ways that no one else can. Alone in the world and unable to personally connect with those around him, Sean uses his remarkable medical gifts to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. The character's unique medical condition adds a new dimension to the genre. It comes from the producers team of David Shore and the man behind the hit drama House, as well as Daniel Dae Kim, who previously starred on Lost. Yeah. The series stars Freddie Highmore from Bates Motel as Dr. Sean Murphy, Richard Schiff from The West Wing, and Hill Hopper from CSI and Homeland. Round out a diverse and exceptional, I thought you were going to say something, exceptional cast. It's one of the most anticipated series of the new fall season. The Good Doctor premieres tonight on ABC with new episodes. Wait, today's what day?
Wednesday.
Oh, it pertains to Monday. My bad. On Monday nights, 10 o'clock, 10, 9 central, after Dancing with the Stars. Just a little FYI. Yay.
Oh, I saw the commercial stars. Of that show.
I saw the billboard.
Girl, looks very interesting. Mm-hmm. So that concludes to the Total Bella show, but we do have some weekly wrestling news, as I like to call it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So let's go back to the situation that I mentioned about the person who used to work here at AfterBuzz. So I want to congratulate Maria Kanellis. She is pregnant with her husband, Mike Bennett. Mm-hmm. But in WWE, they're both called Mr. and Mrs. Kanellis, which is totally fine. If you guys don't know, she's actually a former Raw host here at AfterBuzz. If you look back in 2012, she did a stunning performance. She was here in LA. I hope one day we get to see her here at AfterBuzz again. She was fun to watch. That's how I discovered AfterBuzz, was through her. So congrats to her. Very exciting. Congrats. A lot of baby fever happening in
everywhere.
Popping
out everywhere. And I also want to say a very happy birthday to AfterBuzz family-owned Kathy Kelly, who is the WWE digital image digital here at the Connecticut in their office where you see her on YouTube and everything. So today's her birthday. Go wish her a happy birthday because she's family here at AfterBuzz. She's the reason why I'm here. And also, don't forget to watch Dancing with the Stars with Nikki Bella. Heard she killed it. And as well as don't forget to drink their wine because I have to try it. I don't drink, but I'll try it.
Okay.
So those are your weekly wrestling news.
Okay, well, happy birthday and drink some wine.
Drink some wine. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Bellas. My name is Anissa Barr. You can find me on Instagram only at Anissa Barr. TK, pull yourself over.
So you guys can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I also write for uprocks.com. You also can check out Xbox 12360. We had an incredible guest, so you can go on AfterBuzz for that. Also, you can check me out on TMZ saying some crazy ish and there's a lot of stuff happening worldwide, so don't forget to go to oneamericanappeal.org if you want to donate money, food, all that good stuff, because there's a lot of things happening, humans helping humans. You can find all that information on every Instagram or social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, if you so will, at TK Trinidad.
Love it. Thank you for being a beautiful light in this world. I am your host, Deshauna O, and you can find me on all social media at Deshauna O.
Yes, and please don't forget to follow Megan Strucker. She will be here next week, as well as Bill will be here next week. We are changing the time to 8 p.m. Our time will be here with a full 4 panel. So please tune in, and we'll see you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.